Welcome to Flagler in Focus, your place to hear stories of people, places, wonders, sights, and sounds of Flagler County from coast to country and all the marshland in between. I'm your host, Karen Callahan, and today I have with me my co-host, Samantha. Say hi, Samantha.
Hi, everyone.
And we are here interviewing our wonderful emergency management team, well, a portion of it, one third of our emergency management team, Kelly Steffens and Lovey Haley. Welcome to the show again, guys.
Hey.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, we're so excited you to be here. So we're here to talk about any updates that you have in the world of emergency management. I know you guys have been busy, busy, busy. We've seen you at a lot of outreach events recently, and I know that that kind of keeps you busy. Did you want to talk about any recent ones or upcoming ones?
Yeah, absolutely. So we just finished doing the Palm Coast concert series. We attended all of those. We also attended the Palm Coast Food Truck Tuesdays. Those were a great hit. We just started attending First Fridays in Flagler Beach.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. And we also are going to be at the Starlight Parade in December and then the Flagler Beach Parade as well. So be on the lookout for us at all local events. We give out preparedness guides to the community, and then we also help assist people sign up for Alert Flagler. We have a printed form that they can fill out. They put their personal information in, and then we take that information and go ahead and sign them up.
So what can people expect out of these outreach events?
So when we go to outreach events, we try to give people our emergency preparedness guide so they can make a plan, build a kit, be informed, and get involved. We also have a sign-up sheet for people to sign up to be a volunteer if they're interested in being a volunteer for Flagler County Emergency Management. And then we also promote our Alert Flagler, our countywide free notification system. We sign people up for it at these events. And then we also give out, I like to call them our social media business cards. It gives all the information to our socials as well as the website if they would like to sign up for Alert Flagler on their own at their own home.
Do you ever get like any strange or maybe not strange? What are some of your more frequently asked questions when people come to your table and talk to you? Is it just more of like a meet and greet and it's nice to put, you know, faces to names and names to faces?
I think it's kind of a little bit of a meet and greet. People ask questions about our free emergency alert system. And then also on our table, we have examples of things that should be in your emergency kit. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people ask questions about this, of why we should include that in our kit, things like that.
So that sounds like a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
That's like for the public. How about, do you work a lot with businesses in the area?
We actually do a lot of outreach events with our businesses lately.
Okay.
I've been working on stopping by and giving presentations to our local business groups. Referral Diamond Club was one of them. I visited the Boss Ladies. I've been making my rounds around town.
So what are you doing with the businesses?
I'm giving a presentation on disaster preparedness specifically for our business community, because that's an area that we haven't really tapped. Mm-hmm. So beyond the general public preparedness presentation, this is like more the nitty-gritty of workplace and employees and how you should protect your business and keep that continuity up. And at the end of the presentation, I always offer that we are doing a new program to create a free customized continuity plan for all of our local businesses, any who are interested. And we've already done a handful so far, including Absolute Risk Services, an insurance broker, and Be Active Mobility and Equipment, which is a medical equipment supplier. They both had their plans created and they loved them.
So what is a customized continuity plan?
A continuity plan is how your business essentially would bounce back and be resilient after a disaster. Because in all honesty, FEMA put out that 25% of businesses do not reopen post-disaster. And that is super concerning number to think about. So these continuity plans help our local small business community actually have a plan in place for if things were to happen and if there was an emergency. And specifically, a lot of owners keep their emergency information in their head. And if they're a small mom-and-pop business and their MIA are not available, it would be super great for their employees to be able to have access to a paper plan to be able to say, hey, this is who you contact, this is what you do, and these are the next steps to take.
You guys are all about planning all the time, right? Under blue skies, you plan for gray skies. So what other types? I think, Lovey, you're working on planning something as well.
Yeah, so currently I've been working on a reunification plan for the county. And it's basically a coordinated strategy for reuniting displaced individuals, such as residents, families, caregivers, after an emergency. So that kind of outlines the roles and responsibilities and resources that are needed to help ensure that people are located, identified, and safely returned to their loved ones as quickly as possible after an incident has happened.
I know that we just recently broke ground on our expo hall at the fairgrounds. Can either of you tell our audience a little bit more about what that can be used for? I believe we're billing it as a multi-purpose facility that we can use.
Yeah, so one of the things that we're going to use that facility for potentially is going to be sheltering in the county. Historically, sheltering has been at the Flagler County Schools. And Flagler County Schools typically helps run the general population side of sheltering. And then the Department of Health kind of runs the special needs side. Mm-hmm. And then the Humane Society helps with the pets. So eventually, we'll be able to use that facility as a shelter location in the county. And that's really amazing because when schools are stopped for sheltering, it's kind of hard to get the economy back running. When kids are able to go back to school, parents are able to go back to work, mm-hmm. and that can help bring the economy back up to where it was before.
And so, Kelly, what else do you got going on?
We've also been working on a brand new newsletter from Emergency Management. So not only do we keep people updated via podcast with you guys, but mm-hmm. we'll also be able to have a monthly newsletter called the Preparedness Post. The first one's going to be dropping November 5th, and it'll be coming out the first Wednesday of every month. And it basically gives people a summary of what we did last month as a department. So typically our outreach events or even our internal trainings that people would find interesting, like Lovey's reunification training. What we're looking forward to this coming month, so what outreach events you can come see us at or any other community activities. We also include trivia, tips, and updates on all of our programs, like our volunteer programs, our emergency support team, faith-based organizations and what they're up to, as well as our COAD, which is the Community Organizations Active in Disaster.
And how can people sign up for that newsletter?
So people can find out about our newsletter either on our social media. We have Facebook, Instagram, and X, and they can follow us at Flagler EOC, as well as they can find it on our website, flaglercounty.gov/emergency.
Okay. Well, all right, guys. We're going to do something new. We're going to do a rapid fire with Samantha Shakes. So Sam, take it away.
All right, guys. Number one, what's the handiest thing that you have in your emergency kit?
I would say a little nail kit. It's very good. It has a whole bunch of different things. It has tweezers, nail clippers. It even has those little scissors. And I think I find it very handy in all situations. In my day-to-day life, I use it for different things. So I would recommend that for sure.
I'd go with the mini toiletry kit. That is huge. Even in a regular day-to-day emergency, if I forgot deodorant, it's there.
Fair enough. All right. What's the weirdest thing you've been asked at an outreach event?
Not specifically asked, but I was told by somebody when I told them what we do and how we deal with hurricanes typically, they let me know that a hurricane has never hit Flagler County, so I don't need to be worried about it.
Oh.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Wait, is it for real that it had? No, hurricanes have hit here.
Yeah. We've had 17 directly cross the county border line.
No, you haven't.
Yeah.
The eyewall
not
are just
according
like
to
the...
that lady.
Oh, really? Okay, fake news. Or real news.
What about you, Lovey?
I don't think I've had anything crazy.
Anything funny? NSFW?
Nothing beyond the gentleman that had an accident. A toilet accident. At an outreach event. I helped him out. I assisted.
Did you solve his emergency?
I managed that emergency.
Wow.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Tens for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you had to pick a superhero to be a part of your incident command team, who would you pick?
I personally don't watch...
Boo.
Superhero
Boo.
Movies. I know, tomato. But if I had to choose, I'd pick Wonder Woman because I love a girl boss.
Because that's the only one you know because you don't watch them.
No, I know all of them. I just don't watch the movies.
If I could pick dead or alive, Iron Man. He has an army. He's smart. He's cocky. He'll win.
Absolutely.
He got it.
What is the funniest way you've seen someone overprepare for an emergency?
So, fun fact, me and Karen were deployed last year, and believe
laugh.
It or not, she had a queen-sized inflatable bed with a headboard.
What, the headboard? The headboard,
she was fancy, yeah. And I slept on a cot.
You had the tiniest cot. And I had a queen-size mattress.
She was living on the floor, in luxury. It was good.
On the floor of an EOC in Dixie County.
She was prepared.
No, I wasn't, because I forgot my pillow. Remember? So I had the head, and you're like, Karen, just use the headboard. I'm like, I can't. So I took like some sheets, and I like half folded them under my head. But then I got cold because it was like 60 degrees in there.
It was.
So I wasn't even prepared because I didn't have a good enough blanket.
It was pretty amazing.
But
over under.
Over under?
Yeah, over prepared in terms of the quality, yeah, of your mattress, under prepared in terms of warmth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And pillow and comfort.
I mean, I learned for next. I'm still bringing that back, though. All
right. Make sure you bring a pillow. Legit.
Well, ladies, thank you once again for joining us. Can you let people know once again how they can reach you for either signing up for Alert Flagler, the newsletter, volunteer opportunities, etc.? How do they reach you and how do they find you on social?
So they can follow us at Flagler EOC on Facebook, Instagram, and X. They can visit our website, flaglercounty.gov/emergency, to find our preparedness post newsletter and find out different trainings that are going on. And then they can also find us at outreach events if they'd like to sign up for Alert Flagler as well in person.
Awesome. All right, ladies, well, thanks again.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. Work Wives signing off.
Awesome. All right, everyone, until next time.